Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Boy Scout Nathan Butler about his Eagle Scout project. This is part one of a two-part interview. Give me a little background on your project, like how you came up with it, how you got going with it, and that sort of thing.
All right, so I'd wanted to do for my project something for the city of Riverside. Past scouts had done stuff, a couple for the city, some out near the Mar Park area in Mar Park in Ainsworth. But I wanted to do something for Riverside. So I'd been looking for a few ideas, asking around. One idea I looked into was putting in a campsite up at Conservation Park by the cemetery. But eventually I got a hold of Chris Kirkwood, who'd had the idea to put in some information boards on the trail to talk about mainly the native flora and fauna, information on what trees the plants are along the trail. I believe she might have been a master gardener, but I'm not positive. But I built off her idea with not only the information boards, but also the bulletin boards. And I'd seen, you know, most of the other trails around have mile markers, and trails we'd hiked in scouts have mile markers every half mile or so. And I run the trail in cross country in the fall and summer. And it didn't have any mile markers, so, you know, it's harder to tell if you were to turn around and whatnot if you want to stay, just run a mile on the trail. So I figured it might be a good idea to put in some mile markers. And so originally I was just going to do those two. And then I had a friend suggest to me that, and she walks the trail all the time, to put in some sort of picnic area on the trail farther down somewhere. So instead of just walking the trail and walking back, you can go out and stay for a little while. And that's kind of the three parts of the project, that how they came together.
Okay. So now, what trail is this, like, for those who aren't familiar with the Riverside area?
I don't know if it has a name, actually. Yeah, it probably does. It's south of town, runs off of River Street, east of the Railroad Park or Purple Park near Stutzman's. I'd have to look into the name. Basically, as far as I know, it's the only trail in Riverside, minus a small outlet up in Conservation Park by the cemetery.
So now this is your project to become an Eagle Scout, or are you already an Eagle Scout?
To become an Eagle Scout. It's part of one of the rank requirements is to put together a project for some organization other than Scouts.
All right. Now, when I was at the city council meeting, they seemed very, very receptive to everything that you were talking about. Have you found that they've been very cooperative with you in this project?
Yeah. I presented at the last meeting just the idea of, you know, what to do, the idea of the mile markers, the message boards, and the picnic table. And they seemed all for it, asked for, you know, some more information, specifically locations and whatnot, but just a more detailed plan for this meeting. So that's what I got together. And for this one, that's what the packets they'd had and what I was going through with them at the meeting, information on a couple different options that we had as far as where to put the bulletin boards, where to put the mile markers, going through those and picking which ones might be best.
Okay.
And then you heard the mayor talking about getting together with me and Brian Lenz, our city's Parks and Rec guy, about more specific locations.
So now, where is the funding for this coming from?
So this will all be a combination of donations of parts and fundraising by me. So that's part of the Eagle Scout requirements, is that I'm putting together all the funding or getting, you know, I can get lumber donated, put together can drives or, you know, bake sales, something or the other. I talked to the city about maybe getting a picnic table donated from them. They'd had a couple extras, but that's still, at some point they did. But that's still in the works and very up in the air as far as the picnic table goes.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Nathan Butler. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.